morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 14th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Pickle Day. This tangy tradition celebrates crunchy cucumbers transformed by brine, with stories of jarred delights savored at picnics, deli counters, and family kitchens across the country. Grab a jar, invite friends for a pickle tasting, share laughs, learn a recipe or two, and toast to briny bliss. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking fair, with 3 to 4+ feet of waves coming in. Conditions are clean until about 10 a.m., when they shift back to fair. Winds are offshore at 10 miles per hour early, dropping to 2 miles per hour by 4 p.m., as the swell builds to 4 to 6 feet. Best time to ride is at 1 p.m., with a 2-foot incoming low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide on Friday will be 1.5 foot just before noon, followed by a 4-foot high tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 67 degrees per the water temperature. Conditions start with fair waves at 3 to 5 feet and clean conditions in the morning. As the day progresses, expect choppy surf with size holding around 3+ feet. Sunday brings a steady swell of 2 to 3+ feet with cleaner faces in the afternoon, making it the most favorable day of the period. Monday drops to 2 to 3+ feet with challenging choppy conditions. This morning, rain showers are likely, and it feels like 67 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:48, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:22. It looks like we're in for some rain showers, likely before 4 p.m., followed by showers and thunderstorms, and cloudy skies with a high near 65, accompanied by a light south wind. Tonight, expect showers and thunderstorms, with some storms possibly producing heavy rain, a low around 62, and an east wind around 5 miles per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, some possibly producing heavy rain and new totals of 1 to 2 inches, with a south wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts up to 25. Showers continue overnight into Sunday with lows near 58, and rain showers linger Sunday through Monday with highs around 61 and lows in the mid to upper 50s. A chance of showers returns Tuesday with partly sunny skies and highs near 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, get ready for a spectacular evening in Chula Vista as a drone show billed as the longest ever staged will light up the skies on November 21st and 22nd. More than 500 drones will take flight as part of the DroneArt show, blending aerial choreography, technology, and live music for an unforgettable experience. Held at the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center, the event begins at 7 p.m. and offers food trucks for guests to enjoy before the show. The drones will perform for 45 minutes, accompanied by a live orchestra playing classical pieces like The Four Seasons by Antonio Vivaldi and Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. Doors will open 2 hours early and tickets are available on Fever's website, with free entry for kids under 3. Now on to sports. New England Patriots rookie running back Travion Henderson has made the most of his opportunity, filling in for injured starter Ramondre Stevenson, who has missed the past three games because of a toe injury. Henderson's two touchdown runs and one receiving touchdown helped the Patriots to a 27-14 victory over the New York Jets on Thursday night, sparking the question on whether he might assume a larger role when Stevenson returns. The Patriots improved to 9 wins and 2 losses with the win, the best record in the NFL, and won their 8th in a row. Henderson became the second rookie in Patriots history to have multiple rushing touchdowns in consecutive games. He has seen his playing time more than double during the past 3 weeks with Stevenson out. The Jets have failed to intercept a pass for 10 straight games, tying the longest such streak in NFL history. In local sports, this Sunday at 10, the 7-3 Chargers face the 5-4 Jags in Jacksonville on CBS. After blowing a 19-point lead against Houston, Jaguars running back Travis Etienne emphasized the need to find ways to finish. The Chargers have won 3 in a row and face a tough road test this week. In top news, Disney Chief Financial Officer Hugh Johnston is ready to go 12 rounds, maybe 15, in the ongoing carriage negotiations with YouTube TV. Johnston stated on CNBC that his company is ready to go as long as they want to. This statement comes as reports indicated that discussions between the two media giants have become more productive. Johnston believes that claims about legacy media losing marketplace strength are an exaggeration. He added that Disney has built a hedge into its guidance, anticipating potential dollar impacts. Disney Chief Executive Officer Bob Iger emphasized the importance of closing a timely deal to ensure uninterrupted service for consumers. Disney's streaming profits grew, with Disney Plus adding 3.8 million subscribers. The company plans to invest $1 billion more in content in 2026 than in 2025. In business news, Bitcoin has fallen to its lowest level in 6 months, deepening its bear market as long-term holders stepped up their selling. The largest cryptocurrency was down 3.4% to $98,308, marking its lowest point since May 8th, according to Dow Jones Market Data. It is now trading around 22% below its record high of $126,273 reached on October 6. Long-term holders, defined as those who held Bitcoin for over 155 days, sold roughly 815,000 Bitcoins in the past 30 days. Analysts noted that the Bitcoin market remains in an extremely bearish phase, potentially signaling a shift in market sentiment. The overall cautious investor sentiment and liquidity drain during the recent government shutdown likely contributed to Bitcoin's weakness. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 8% for the week to about $98,000. Ethereum is down 12% to just under $3,200. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.29. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Google's DeepMind has cracked a century-old physics mystery using artificial intelligence. Scientists have long struggled to predict how fluids behave especially their chaotic nature. DeepMind's breakthrough offers valuable insights into fluid dynamics. DeepMind researchers identified new unstable singularities across three fluid dynamics equations. This advancement may enhance our understanding of turbulence, which affects everything from aircraft drag to blood flow. While not revolutionary, it is a meaningful step forward in mathematical physics. And in entertainment news, legendary documentary filmmaker Ken Burns has been trying to tell the story of America for 10 years. He emphasizes the importance of a complicated origin story rather than a superficial one. Burns is promoting his latest documentary, The American Revolution, premiering on public broadcasting service ahead of America's 250th anniversary in 2026. The six-part series is narrated by Peter Coyote and features voices of celebrities like Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. Schmidt notes that the revolution was not just about independence, but was incredibly violent. Burns believes knowing our origin story can unite us. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Les Brown. And he said, "Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.